On this episode of the Wedding Tips and Tricks podcast, I'm going to give you 5 tips to help you find the perfect wedding photographer for you and your partner. You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with Lagernes Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us. Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me today. This is Samuel. I am flying solo on this episode. So before we get into it, I just want to let everyone know the reason that Maria and I decided to start this podcast was to bring as much value to couples planning their weddings as possible. And so we think in order to do that, what we need to do is answer your questions. So you can now ask your questions for us to answer on the show by going to our website, thegernens.com/podcast. At the bottom of that page, you can submit your question to be answered on the show. Full disclaimer, I do not know the answer to many questions, but that is why I bring on amazing wedding vendors all of the time to help answer these questions. So definitely take advantage of that and ask your questions. I also want to let you know that you can subscribe to our mailing list and be notified of new episodes by going to that same link in the show notes. You'll also receive our Wedding Tips and Tricks guide, a guide that Maria put together a little while ago, and it really has tons of helpful tips to make your wedding day go as smoothly as possible and a lot of little things that you definitely wouldn't think of. So definitely take advantage of that. Now let's get right into it. 5 tips for finding the perfect wedding photographer for you and your partner. Finding a wedding photographer can be pretty overwhelming. For some people, the wedding photographer is first on the list, and for others, it may be a mere afterthought. I'm here to tell you today that a wedding photographer should be way up there on your list. I know, a little biased. I am a wedding photographer. But hear me out. What else do you get to hang on to from your wedding day other than your wedding photos? Not many things. You get your partner and some people might have a sign made. Maybe you keep your bouquet for a little while, dry it out. Maybe you freeze a piece of your wedding cake. But there aren't too many things you get to hold on to from your wedding day. Me and some other members of my family still often go through my grandparents' wedding album from, I think it was 1945 or somewhere around there. And we just love to look through those pictures. Even though pretty much all of us weren't there, it's so cool to relive memories and get to experience it in some sort of special way. This is why wedding photos are such an important investment. You and your partner and your family members are going to look back on these photos to relive those memories for years and years and years to come. Not always something you think about when booking a wedding photographer. All right, so let's get into my 5 points. Number 1 is style. You have to be in love with your photographer's style. Not only their aesthetic style, but also their working style. You need to think to yourself first about the aesthetics. Do you prefer bright and airy look? Do you prefer a more moody, dark, emotional look? Once you establish what kind of aesthetic style you would like, you need to decide whether or not you like a more posy look or a more candid and prompted look. Maria and I personally prefer the more prompted, natural, candid approach. Our reasoning behind that is, one, we aren't super comfortable being photographed. Part of the reason why we love to be photographers is being behind the camera instead of in front of it. So as people who are not so comfortable in front of the camera, we realized that it helps people feel so much more comfortable being prompted instead of awkwardly posed, being told, all right, now put your arm here, put your other arm here, tilt your head at a 40-degree angle, things like that. So we take a much more prompted, candid, documentary style approach. We use prompts like, all right, now you guys, we want you to hug and embrace like you haven't seen each other for 6 months. or we want you to whisper your grocery list in your sexiest voice possible. Things like that that will bring laughs and genuine emotion out of the couple. Now, you may be very comfortable in front of the camera, and you might prefer the more posed look, and that is fine. That's just something that you need to establish before booking a photographer. When looking at potential photographers' portfolios, social media pages, be aware that you should love what they are portraying and not expect anything differently from them for your photos if you choose to work with them. We highly suggest that you look at full galleries from photographers and not just the few photos that they may post on social media. This will really give you a sense for if the photographer is capable of delivering a cohesive set of photos that really tells the story of a wedding day, which is so important. I mean, that ultimately is what you're going to want to remember, the story of what actually happened on your wedding day when you look back years down the road. All right, number two, do your personalities mesh? This honestly should be number one, because I think this is the most important point. It is so important that you find a photographer who you get along with, who you feel comfortable with, relaxed with, and just completely free to be yourself. Your photographer is going to be spending a lot of time with you, time planning, time for your engagement session, your entire wedding day, one of the most special days of your lives. You want to be comfortable and relaxed around this person. There are several ways that you can find this out. First of all, I suggest when you first start looking for photographers, make sure you really look through their About Me or About Us page on their website. This is a great way to, you know, get a general feel for what they're like. The next thing is schedule a time to have maybe a Zoom call or meet at a coffee shop or get some drinks together so that you can take that one step further, get to know each other on a more personal level, and then also be able to ask a lot of questions, which I'll cover later, some tips on which questions you should definitely ask your photographer. But it all comes down to finding someone who you can have a genuine connection with. Because when you have that genuine connection, the photographer will be better at capturing the genuine emotion, your love, your joy, and just who you are as a couple. And you'll feel much more comfortable and relaxed. And when you look back at your pictures, you'll remember that. If you're having an awkward time getting your photos done, and you look back at those photos down the road, you're going to remember, oh, that was awkward, and you don't want that. All right, quality over quantity. In my opinion, it's better to spend a little more money for a photographer that you absolutely love and have a little bit less coverage on your wedding day than to hire a cheaper photographer who maybe you don't love their work as much or you don't get along with them as well for more time. Think about this. You cannot redo your wedding photos. I mean, you sure could dress up and do portraits or something like that another day. But when it comes down to the ceremony, the reception, and all your guests being there and those candid moments, you do not get a do-over. You want to be sure that you have a real professional who has backup equipment in case something goes wrong. You want to make sure that you are hiring two photographers. I would say anything over 40 to 50 people, you should have two photographers there. You know, there's also just so many pieces of the wedding day and everything that's going on that you're going to miss out. It's just a fact. You're going to miss out on funny moments that are happening because you can only be in one place at once. So having two photographers really increases the chance that they're going to be able to capture as many of the, candid moments that are happening around so that you get to relive those moments when you look back at your gallery. Number four, receiving your photos and kind of what that timeline might look like. This is something you're definitely going to want to discuss with your photographer. You know, once your wedding happens, you're going to want to get your hands on those photos as soon as possible. So it's best to be clear with your photographer on when that will happen. It's pretty industry standard to get a sneak peek from your wedding day within 48 to 72 hours after. We personally try to send them within 24 hours because we know couples are just so ready to get some photos to share on social media, show their friends and family, and things like that. Now, when it comes to full galleries, there are a lot of photographers that say it'll take 3 to 6, sometimes even 9 months to get your full galleries. And I mean, that's fine, but make sure that you are clear on that with your photographer. We personally aim to deliver weddings within 6 to 8 weeks after the wedding day. Now, this always varies based on season, but we personally only accept about 15 to 20 weddings per year in order to be able to serve our couples to our full potential. All right, number 5, last but not least, ask the right questions. Asking the right questions to your potential photographer is very important. Now, when I say ask questions, there are a lot of blogs that you will read that will say, you know, ask your photographer what brand of camera they use. Do they use a mirrorless camera? Do they have this and that? And if you're hiring a true professional who this is their full-time job, such as Maria and I, those are not important questions to ask. A true professional knows what kind of gear they need to give you professional quality photos. And also, you may not really know what they're talking about once they really get into the nitty-gritty of equipment. Those aren't super important questions. However, I am going to give you some examples of questions that are very important. Before I do that, though, almost all photographers have a frequently asked questions page on their website, so be sure that you check that out before you chat or meet with them. That can answer a lot of your questions beforehand. So, here are some great questions to ask a photographer before you book them. How do you define your working style? Are you more posy or more candid with your approach? And what does that look like in a practical way? Are you usually more of a fly on the wall? Or do you get involved with the people around you? How do you define your editing style? What is your main focus and main goal when you're photographing a wedding? What is your favorite part of a wedding? Or what inspired you to start photographing weddings? I think that last one's especially a great question. To be sure that the person that you're hiring really enjoys their work, really enjoys photographing weddings. Because obviously, if you love your job, you're going to be better at it. Also, feel free to throw in some fun questions. You know, talk about your hobbies. Ask them what their hobbies are. Really get a feel for what y'all's likes and dislikes are. And if you guys have anything in common, that's ultimately going to make your experience that much more fun. If you're able to really just get along and, like I said, have things in common. Now, you may be the type that wants a more strictly professional relationship with your wedding photographers. And if that's you, that's totally fine. Be sure to communicate that with your photographer and find a photographer that kind of fits that. So we personally believe that having more of a friendship with our clients really helps us tell their story better. Getting to know our couples, getting to know what makes the sparks fly in the relationship. It's ultimately going to help us capture who they are as people so much better. I mean, that'll help us decide, you know, what prompts we want to use when we're taking photos. That'll help us to know what questions to ask them to evoke emotion in them when we're doing the photos and things of that nature. All right, so those are my 5 tips to help you find the perfect wedding photographer for you and your partner. I really hope it's helpful. As I said in the beginning of the episode, please ask your questions to be answered on the podcast. We have lots of great wedding vendors, mostly wedding planners, coming on here very soon. And they're willing to answer these questions for you for free. So definitely take advantage of that. If you know anyone who's engaged or who's helping someone plan a wedding, please share this episode. We really appreciate you sharing it and spreading the word. Because we just want to help as many couples as we possibly can. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And until next Saturday, talk to you later. I wanna waste all-